Welcome to Highly Sensitive, Happily Married, the podcast that teaches you to not only have an easier marriage as a sensitive woman, but to have one that feels more amazing by the day, where you'll hear relatable stories, love advice that works, and coaching on how to have a marriage where feeling upset and disconnected is a thing of the past, and where instead a sense of loving connection and even fun and lightness is the norm. I'm Hannah Brooks, highly sensitive person, love expert, and marriage coach, and I'm so happy to be on this journey with you. Welcome to episode 34, where we're going to talk about outsourcing validation or our value versus insourcing it, and what works better to create that culture of love and safety in our marriages that really we all want. I think most of you listening want, in any case. If you haven't subscribed yet to this podcast, I highly recommend it now, especially if you're interested in making sure you don't miss any of the upcoming episodes, so many of which have to do with what we talked about last time and this idea of really creating this culture of love and safety and nourishment in our marriages. So make sure you hit subscribe. All right. So outsourcing validation. So validation, one of the definitions of to validate is to demonstrate or support the value of something, right? So we as humans have this tendency to make our inherent value as a human be contingent on other people's opinions of us or on the things that we accomplish. And like for some of us, it's even like the money that we have, right? We think those things will support our value, will give us more value or worth in this world, right? In other words, we tend to outsource our sense of value to other people's ideas about us, or to our accomplishments, or to the things that we own, right? Like, I'll be valuable when I have a big house in the country that I've always dreamed of, right? You know, we don't have this exact thought, but that's what it feels like. Like, once I get there, once I have that thing, then I'll feel good about myself. Then I'll feel valuable, right? I kind of jokingly call this stuff-based esteem when I have that big house or that fancy car, right? Or we think that we will be valuable, we'll be good enough when we make $100,000 in our business, or once we get that promotion, right? We call this accomplishment-based esteem. Once we accomplish that thing, then we'll be good enough. This, of course, can get in the way of having a really great marriage. I've seen this come from both a woman's end and the man's end. This idea that accomplishing something out in the world will make you feel valuable. And I think this accomplishment-based esteem, it's a little bit more typical in our society for men to be kind of outsourcing their value to their accomplishments, to not feel deep down good enough unless they're reaching some sort of successful milestones in their work, right? So why does that get in the way of a great marriage sometimes? It can, not always, but because it, you know, whether you're doing that or your husband's doing that, that can just take some of the focus away from family and marriage, right? From time together, right? Like, because there's this tendency then to put all your energy into work, to live to work, right? Instead of working to live, right? It just makes people prioritize work over other things that really matter, right? Other things that matter even more deep down, like love and connection with the people we love, right? Even if that's going on in your marriage and from your husband's end, this does not mean you can't have an amazing marriage, okay? Like, you didn't know that for sure, right? Because actually, the more direct issue with outsourcing value in a marriage, and this is potentially much more relevant to you personally, especially as a highly sensitive woman, is when we only feel good enough, only feel valuable when our partner shows us often enough how valuable we are. When we outsource our value to our husband. Okay, so the problems with this are many, one of which I've talked about a little before, which I think is really the biggest. It's really that in order to feel good enough or valuable enough or worthy enough, we need our man, our husband, to do these certain things that we have, you know, we all have our unique set of what these certain things are, or say these certain things, or show us that we're valuable in a certain way, right? And unfortunately, oftentimes, our partner being, you know, an independent, unique human being won't do things in just the way that makes it easy for us to, feel that we're valuable to him, right? Or receive it, I've said this before, like receive it as love, right? Receive it as a reflection of how much he values us. To illustrate this, one of my clients, just as an example, was having a hard time about something in her life, just having a hard day, something had happened. And what she was wanting was to connect with her husband and to be able to just kind of share what was going on with her that really didn't have anything to do with him. And she just wanted him to really listen and hold space for her, to share what was going on for her, to reassure her, to, you know, show her that she was cared for, say nice things, you know, all of that, to support her, in other words, by listening and comforting her, okay? So the thing was, for one reason or another that day, he was having a hard time himself about something totally unrelated to her. And he was not able to listen attentively and share, you know, reassure her and comfort her. He wasn't able to do that day. And she felt, unfortunately, she let this lead her to feeling unvalued. Right. She made it mean she wasn't really important or valuable to him. And so in order to not feel unvalued, right, in an attempt to try to feel more valued and valuable, she tried to get him to hold that space for her, right? By complaining and pointing out how he was not being a good partner, right? How he was falling short. That's what we often do when we outsource our value. In order to be reassured of our value, we look to him to see that he thinks we're valuable. And if he doesn't show that to us in the ways we want him to, we then have to start getting him to show us we're valuable, right? Meaning, we need to start controlling his actions. I've talked a lot of different ways that in some recent episodes about how we try to do this. Like we blame and we accuse, right? We try to get him to show us we're valuable or do things differently so we can feel valuable by crying and telling him he's doing things wrong and complaining and all the things, right? All these backfiring tactics that I talked about recently. Right? Or, you know, by drawing our partner into long discussions about how he could do things better, by telling him what we need and by demanding he meet our needs and like really trying to get him to do things our way, right? Whew, it's exhausting even just thinking about it or remembering it because I have been there. And often, I see that women find, even with all that effort, right, all that putting in of that effort to try to get him to prove your value to you, he still isn't able to show you consistently enough how valuable you are. not enough to actually satisfy you, right? So many women still don't feel loved enough. They still don't feel valuable enough. And really, this is partially because, for one, he your partner, if you're trying to get him to show you your value in this way, if you're kind of trying to force him into it, he's not doing it out of genuineness. He's not doing it out of the love that's overflowing in his heart and the authentic, like, brilliant, clear vision, clear seeing of your value, right? He's doing it because he's being forced to, right? And that doesn't feel, as genuine, because it isn't, right? So it's harder to feel as valued when someone's doing something to make you feel valued, but they're kind of doing it not because they are really feeling that way in the moment. Get it? All right. So this leaves us, when we do this, feeling exhausted because we're working so hard, also not feeling satisfied, and also ultimately resentful of him because he just won't do it the way we want, right? Because he isn't any good at his job of being the source of our value, right? And that will make you, will make us feel angry and totally disappointed in him, right? So now you're exhausted and disappointed in him and wondering if your relationship's even any good, right? So I'm taking this to the extreme. But really, as you can see, this outsourcing of your value, of your validation to him, is not a setup for a great relationship. It puts a lot of pressure on him, and it's completely exhausting for you. And it leads the relationship to be, like, really not very fun, kind of like a drag, like a job, right? Like, it's his job and it's your job to get him to do his job instead of letting the relationship be the joy that it can be. So when you think your partner needs to make love to you often for you to feel cared for, valued, or when you think he needs to say things like, hey, looking good, to affirm that you're beautiful, or if he needs to, like, thank you for your cooking and tell you your cooking's good, right? You are not in a relationship based on love and enjoyment of each other. It's a relationship based on need. A need for him to prove your value for you, right? This is a setup for really an endless power struggle, because I guarantee you one day or many days, your partner won't do the things you want him to or need him to feel valuable, right? Like, he won't feel like making love. He won't say thank you for the cooking. I'm throwing out funny examples, right? Or he'll be in a bad mood because work was hard, and he won't have it in him to, like, hug you when he gets home from work, right? And you'll be hurt and you'll be angry and you'll feel unimportant and unvaluable. And you might even get really angry at him and demand something, or tell him how he's doing things wrong, or be critical of him, anything to get him to prove your value to you, right? And this is common too for many of us. We retreat away. You might retreat into yourself, feel bad about yourself, right? Either way, you won't feel connected and you probably will feel less valuable, and he will have no idea what came between you. So I did all of this. I experienced the full fallout of needing my man to prove my value to me. And that's really why I can speak about it so strongly. And I guarantee you, it never worked to make me feel more sure of how valuable I was. It never made me feel more valuable to my husband or any man. Right? Because really, truly, our value, our sense of being valuable, never comes from another person's actions. Outsourcing our value to someone else, outsourcing validation to our partner, just doesn't work. Now, this does not mean you can't feel deeply valuable in your marriage and everywhere in your life. Of course, you can feel incredibly valuable in your relationship and in every aspect of your life. But you've got to understand that his attention, right, your man's attention, his ability to show love to you and the ways that make you easily feel validated and valuable actually has nothing to do with how valuable you are. He is not the source of your value, ever. You are you. And that's amazing news, right? Because you can learn how to feel loved and valuable, deeply validated, no matter what your partner does. And the first step to getting there is to stop relying on him to be the source of your value, right? To stop outsourcing it and start insourcing your own value. So for me, for much of my life, I outsource my value to men. I think we do that in our society. We're taught to. But I am no longer in that awful, painful trap of doing that. That robs me from love and robs my, does that make sense? Robs my marriage from love, like steals love from my marriage, right? I'm no longer dependent on any man to feel like I'm important, not even my husband. And that's because I figured out how to depend on myself to feel deeply valuable, right? Even if no one wants to hang out with me, I can still feel deeply valuable. I've figured out how to insource my own sense of value and validation. So I was not born like this, right? You probably all know I used to be pretty insecure. I did not understand how valuable I was. I thought it was dependent on all sorts of things out there in the world. How good I did in school, how much, you know, other people seem to like me, how many times my boyfriend said, "You're so amazing," right? So I wasn't born being able to insource my value, and it did not, this is really important, it never just came naturally at some point. I didn't wake up some morning like, oh, I'm so valuable and I know it deep in my bones, right? No, I had to develop this ability to insource my value and feel deeply valuable the way someone like develops a muscle, right? Through purposeful, repetitive, lifting my own self up. Meaning I did this deliberately and you can too. And the way to do this in the most simple terms is by believing yourself valuable with crystal clarity. This literally means choosing to believe in how valuable you are. To know deep down that you're worthy and good enough. To choose to believe that. To build up your beliefs around that. And it might mean creating a bunch of like bricks of belief, right? Like a foundation that's made up of different little beliefs. It's made up of all these bricks of belief. I hope that's making sense. That was one of my random metaphors that landed in my brain just now. But that create together a solid foundation of I am valuable, so that you can just rest in this solid knowing, actually feel that sense of value, really, like as a felt sense inside of you, like to know it in your bones that you are so valuable. You can choose to do this and it works. You can decide to change your beliefs, right? That your value doesn't come from him or anything outside of you. It comes from you and what you believe about yourself. Because remember that our feelings come from our beliefs. So when you're believing you're valuable, you will feel valuable no matter what anyone else says or does. And the amazing thing about this is it doesn't just affect your marriage positively, right? It affects your whole life when you walk around feeling deeply valuable, right? You become so much more comfortable in yourself, in all parts of your life, right? And truly, you can never have a greater positive impact in all areas of your life than when you know how deeply valuable you are, no matter what happens out there. Right? So the client I was talking about earlier, we worked on her insourcing her value deeply instead of making it dependent on, in this example, him like listening to her well, right? Because her partner struggled with depression. So he wasn't always available to her, but it was not a reflection of her value. And she figured that out. And she started insourcing her value so deeply. So not only did it take so much pressure off of her husband, and so much of that sort of sense of duty out of the relationship and that sense of neediness out of the relationship, right? Dependency on him. It really freed her up to show up in the way that she wanted to, right? Love him the way she wanted to, and ultimately to enjoy him so much more, to enjoy each other so much more. And it allowed her to take, be really courageous and take bigger opportunities that were being presented to her at work. And it allowed her to feel so much more courageous, right? In putting herself out there in the world in a much bigger way. And her business took off while we were working together, which was just so fun to watch. And this has been the same kind of work that I've had to do in order to show up and be on a podcast like this. I've said that before. Like, I never in a million years would have thought I would be someone who would put a podcast out into the world. I was so quiet when I was younger. I was so shy and I didn't have courage because I didn't believe I was deeply valuable innately. So it frees us up to go for what we want, to dream big and make those dreams happen, not just in our relationships, but in all areas of our life when we know how to insource our value. It's so huge. And it all starts with beliefs. It all starts with believing in ourselves. So I'm going to talk more specifically about some of these beliefs that you can take on and how to do that next week. But for now, I just want to give you the chance to start seeing how valuable you are, to start validating yourself, right, on your own this week, right? So I'm going to suggest that you just turn to your own brain, right? You get resourceful with your own brain for coming up with answers to these questions. And as usual, it's always useful to write these down in your journal or wherever. So here are a few questions. There's so many questions I could offer you. I'm just going to give you a few that you can start answering, right? Now, one thing I want you to know, your brain might go to the negative. It might want to look at how none of these things are true. I want you to not let it. I want you to decide to kind of be disciplined, lovingly disciplined with your brain and decide to focus on answering the actual question, even if it feels hard at first, all right? So here are a few questions. How are you good as you are right now? Make a list. How are you valuable to others, even if they don't acknowledge you for it? What do you offer the world just by existing that brings value? How are you amazing? Maybe others overlook it, maybe you overlook it, but right now, how are you amazing as you are? And what qualities do you admire in yourself? I always suggest going for at least 10 answers to each question. I know it might kind of break your brain, but if you let your brain sort of meditate and marinate on these questions and come up with lots of answers to each one, it's going to be that building of those little bricks, like putting one brick on top of another and building that foundation that leads you to feeling truly deeply valuable. All right. So one little brick at a time, one little answer at a time, get to it. Now, I want to add sometimes, actually oftentimes, there's a lot to unwind in our inside our own brains that keeps us from seeing how valuable we are, that keeps us from feeling it viscerally, deeply, right? So this unwinding is at the heart of the work that I do with my clients. It's a piece of the work we do together. And alongside that, we build their knowing of their own mattering, right? One little strengthening brick, one little strengthening boost at a time, really until they feel so solidly good in themselves that their partner, really nothing their partner does can tarnish that glow, right? That sparkly Julie glow that they get from knowing their value, from feeling so solidly good in themselves. And since they no longer need any specific things or, right, aren't showing up with that neediness from their partner and putting pressure on their partner, right, the pressure he felt vanishes, right? And this is what's so cool. This is where magic happens, is suddenly that it's like opening a doorway for him to want to actually do more, want to show up more, want to genuinely value you. And then you can truly enjoy him like you never have before, right? I see this all the time with my clients. And the love between them can grow stronger than ever. This is truly what happens when you own your value, you own your power as a woman, as a human being, as a gem, as a valuable gem. Instead of giving away, instead of outsourcing it to someone else, the transformation that happens in your marriage and really in all those other areas of your life is tremendous. If you are wanting some support in that, come coach with me and we will get you there too. You can simply email me at hannah@lifeisworthloving.com, or I'll put the direct link to apply for your consult, your free consult, in the show notes. Or you can access it at www.lifeisworthloving.com. For now, answer those questions and we will talk again next week and go a little bit more in depth into how to develop deep self-worth. Be oh so well until then.